Diner Awards night.
And here's your host, Neil Patrick Hairless.
This is the night where everyone is recognized for their, well, let's call it work.
Nice suit, hon. I loved you in the Penguins of Madagascar.
Here we go. The award for worst excuse for being late to work goes to Earl for I died.
It was true. I was dead for a full 60 seconds.
And the Foreign Film Award goes to Oleg for always being covered in a foreign film.
I have so many bacteria to thank. But a special shout out to Streptococcus.
And the winner for best lie told to get a bigger tip goes to...
Good luck, girl. It's an honor to share this category with you.
It's Max. For showing customers pictures of her three small children on a regular basis.
This award is dedicated to the lights of my life, Maxine, Max Jr., and MaxiPad. I know only one of you can see and hear me. So please tell the others I love you.
And the award for best waitress goes to...
It better not.
Caroline!
Well, I guess it's true. Women only win awards when they take on roles that are humiliating. And the best animated short goes to Hadley. I'll be right back with your water and a stomach pump.
Keep it. I know what I want.
Me too. But it just seems like Taylor Swift is never going away.
You're funny. Yeah. I'm not in the mood for funny. I will take tomato soup, house salad, extra croutons. And you can charge me extra if you have no heart behind those gazongas.
It's cool. The guy at the counter has no teeth, so you can have his.
Less funny, more salad. Maybe the blonde one should bring it.
Oh, you want her to bring it? Maybe clear your calendar. The lady in the booth doesn't like my attitude and wants you, so I guess what I'm saying is, I still got it.
Wait, a customer asked for me and didn't follow it with, I'd also like to see the manager? That's a first for me.
Yo, Blondie. Croutons!
Pick up tomato soup, house salad. And I'm also running a special on D batteries. Buy both and I'll throw in this bootleg copy of Horrible Bosses 2.
Here comes Horrible Bosses Too Small. You need some new batteries to keep walking and talking?
No, Max, I'm not powered by double Ds like you.
From that guy unless you want your heart to stop on the bus.
Oleg, this is supposed to have extra croutons. It's for my regular. Yeah, you heard me. It happened.
Oh, no. Extra croutons is here again. Make sure you charge her extra. I'm not made of stale bread.
No, you're made of Legos, right?
We are not charging her extra. She looks like she can't afford it. If she could, why would she be eating here?
Don't judge a book by its cover. People look at me and...
Think you're bad in bed? What's your point?
For your information, Max, I'm not bad in bed. In fact, I'm quite the stud in my Sims community.
You wouldn't be a stud in a retirement community.
Hi. Here's your salad.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Continue.
And I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Caroline, your regular waitress.
Oh, my turn. Sorry. I live alone and my plants aren't this needy. I'm Nola.
And this is Max. Max, this is Nola.
Sup, Lola?
Nola. See, this is why I like the blonde one. She listens. May I please have a cheesecake?
Sure. And thank you, Nola. I think it's important to listen to people. Coming right back with that cherry pie.
I'll tell her if she ever stops listening. I think Nolan knows I'm more than just a waitress. She can see right through this uniform.
And so can I, in just the right light.
Close the door!
Oh, my God! Look, you scared me.
You're scared. I just saw the expiration date on this milk. Max, come on, close it quick. I'm in here hiding from Oleg.
If you want to get away from Oleg, just go anywhere they sell floss.
I think that Oleg is cheating on me. Look.
Oh, God, now she's going to start whipping it out?
He has a second secret phone. It's a boner phone.
You mean a burner phone. Same thing. Sophie, how do you know he just doesn't use it for long distance or...
Or for the woman that I'm calling right now?
Oh, put it on speaker. I have nothing else to do. I'm at work.
Da? Oleg? Oleg?
That is a terrible Oleg. He is not that articulate.
Хорошо себе чувствуешь?
That old whore!
What did she say?
I have no idea. I don't speak Russian, but I do speak old whore. I mean, what is his problem? He has this sweet young filly like me at home, and he needs to go out and plow some old Russian field.
Oh. I'd ask what you three are doing in here, but it's never gonna top what I'm imagining you're doing in here.
I can't believe Nola didn't come in tonight. This is exactly what happened with my Starbucks barista guy. One minute, he's suggestively arranging the bananas at me, and the next minute, he's face down dead in a puddle of soy milk. What if something happened to her?
More croutons for us.
She said, I'll see you tomorrow.
That doesn't mean anything. It's just an expression like, employees must wash hands. Or the baby is yours. Hey, everybody!
Oh, Sophie, it's just you.
You're poor! And now we're even. And look, I stole it again. Where's Oleg?
I'll tell you where he's not. Culinary school. He's on break.
Oh, she's gonna be sorry. Oh, no one comes between Sophie and her man. Yon, unless we pay them too.
Couple things. A, does anyone ever work here? Caroline, stop worrying. Extra croutons is fine. She just called to order some diner food to be delivered.
Ah, so she wants to die at home.
I said we don't do deliveries. I told her, you two can barely get the food from the window to the tables.
Max, I had to stop by and bring Nola her salad and croutons. I mean, she's kind of my biggest fan right now.
True, because you just lost me.
I know you think this is crazy, but there's something about the way Nola looks at me. It's like she's seeing something in me.
The woman wears two pairs of glasses. To her, you're just a chatty yellow and orange blur.
I was told you didn't deliver.
By who? Her old boyfriend?
Are you two gonna kill me or something? Because if you are, I would like to put on a different hat.
Worried. See, you're her first regular. I'm just here for the story. I figured there'd be something freaky behind this door, like a 50-foot python and what's left of the UPS guy. And Earl guessed you were a man.
No man. Just me in here with my vagina and my photographs.
Oh, you're a photographer? I love photography.
And I love privacy.
I love hot. Oh, I thought we were going around.
You better come in, too. You're the yin to her yap. Hey, careful where you step. I can't find my third pair of glasses.
It's on top of your hat.
No, that's my fourth pair.
Hey! This is Billy the Bum! He used to live in a box around the corner from my apartment. He even let me stay over once when I had to get away from this bad roommate.
Oh, the one before me?
No, it was you.
You two are a riot together. You remind me of me and my old photographer friend, Annie Leibovitz. Of course, this was before.
Before she got famous?
No, before she hit on me. I told her I wasn't into girls. But I think she was confused by the Derby.
Well, I think we're all a little confused by it. Ella, I want to ask you if you've ever had any success, but I don't know how to do that without insulting you.
That's correct. You don't.
Oh, you're having a gallery show in Soho?
Goodbye. It was nice of you two to come over, check on me. Weird, but nice.
Perhaps we could come to the opening.
Oh, you don't need to do that.
Oh, I know I don't need to, but maybe I want to support you in your amazing work. And Max would enjoy the free wine.
Yes, I would.
No.
Oh, I would.
No as in no, don't come. Now, if you'll excuse me, I want to eat my croutons without the vaudeville stylings of Shecky and Nosy. Oh, yeah, good. I was looking for this.
Diner regular. I haven't seen you this desperate since Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I know. On the weekends, I just give up.
Look at that title. The Great Unwashed. Are Oleg's balls here?
Max, it's the art scene. Class it up. At least say testicles.
Evening, lady.
Earl, what are you doing here? And Han, your sweater's eating your head.
I'm here for the champagne, and because I couldn't find my way out. I just walked into a picture of a door.
Some of these are going for thousands of dollars. That Nola bitch is rich, and I bet she has a friggin' summer house made out of my free croutons.
Scene, class it up. At least say freaking. Also, testicles.
Well, I'm not wasting this new turtleneck on you two. I'm going to go mingle. A high fashion model was giving me the eye.
Then she'd have to be high.
Han, I believe I'll stay here. Nobody wins with a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle as a wingman.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hey, Sophie. Hey, Oleg. So can I class it back down now?
Sorry we're late. I was just over there admiring the photo of the happy couple under the bridge.
Happy couple? Sophie, they're two junkies sharing a needle.
Yeah. Well, at least the lady junkie knows where his needle's been.
I don't even think she knows her name.
Well, she knows more than she's letting on. She knows everything.
Here a while. Where is the best place to steal some food?
Max!
Sorry. Classing it up. Testicle some food.
Oh, Max, I can tell by your sassy demeanor you haven't seen your photo yet.
What photo? They didn't bounce any checks here. Yep, that's me, all right. I recognize that I don't care pout and the Thousand Island dressing in my hair.
Max, just because you're hanging on a wall among the poorest, most lost souls in our city doesn't mean that your life is... I'm hanging right behind me, aren't I?
Oh, my God. It could be worse. You could be naked.
This is worse than being naked. I'm wearing polyester. Bad enough, I'm a waitress in Brooklyn. Now I'm a waitress in Manhattan. And these guys didn't even tip.
It's a photograph, so it's more symbolic.
It's called Waitress. And I'm holding a check pad.
What all these blue dots mean? Is my picture in trouble?
That's how many times your print has been purchased. Over here, Max, away from that pathetic blonde lady in the waitress uniform.
Will you relax? No one even recognized you.
No one? What about that art critic who said that my smile in the photo was a study of tragic, foolish optimism in a hopeless, dead-end life? Oh,
him.
Hopeless, dead-end life, and then worse, no one buys me? I'm not even a success as a failure?
You're totally a success as a failure.
Then where are all the blue dots, Max? 15 people bought you. Whatever you do, don't turn around.
Look at these dots. Going home with all these people, men, women, black, white. It's like a key party at your neighbor's house in the 70s.
Hey, Shecky, why are you putting a dot by your friend's photo?
How many extra croutons can you buy with the buttload of money you're making from these photos?
A buttload. Okay, I get it. You're mad. Tell you what. I will give you a free print of your photo.
Look, keep the photo. I don't want a picture of me marrying ketchups. I don't want a picture of me marrying anybody. But you can pay me back another way.
I told you, I'm not a lesbian. I just wear hats. Your friend says you hate your photo.
No, I enjoy being secretly photographed while I'm stealing someone extra, extra croutons.
For the record, I never saw your smile as foolish. I saw it as just a little big. I'm trying to pay you a compliment.
Well, you failed. All this time when you looked at me, I thought you saw something special, but all you really saw was someone reading the specials. I have a question for you.
Okay, fine. I wear the derby because I have a little bit of a bald spot.
Why didn't I sell?
The picture sucks. It was one of my worst.
If you're still trying to give me a compliment, you're still failing.
Look, a good photograph captures the truth. And I guess no one really believes you as a waitress.
That is the single nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
So it's not where you want to be. I get it. Look, it's taken me 50 years to be where I am. And you are still so young.
That is the second nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
The road is long. And trust me, it can be really hard. So whatever you do, you hold on to that foolishly hopeful smile. And your funny friend. Yes?
Yes.
Everyone, tonight we are witness to the amazing work of Nola Anders. Why don't we all just stand here quietly for a moment and let Nola's pictures speak?
Oh, that's my phone. What is it? Baby, why is my phone in your bra?
Shh, please.
It's your secret phone. I know all about it.
You took it? Give it to me.
Now, who is she, Oleg? Who is this skanky old whore?
Security! What? No, stop. She has my phone.
No, it's his boner phone, everybody. It's his boner phone.
And you had the testicles to think I was gonna embarrass you.
Sophie.
Hi, girls. Did you hear that? It sounds a little bit like, I don't know, the sound of cheating.
You guys haven't made up yet? Don't make up here.
No, I slept on the couch. I missed her so much, I watched a rom-com while eating a whole box of her edible underwear. Still not talking to me, Sophie? For the last time, there's nobody else but you. I use that phone.
Yes?
To...
Go on.
I use it to call.
Cut to the chase.
My mother.
Is there no one he won't sleep with?
I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to think I was a mama's boy. Except when we play mama and boy.
Well, I'll tell you what I told that girl at the Yankee Candle store. I'm not buying it.
It's true, Sophie. I'm afraid I'm losing my hair.
Oh, Oleg. I mean, don't you know? I mean, you could be balder than... than Jeremy Piven was 15 years ago. Still love ya.
Where's my...
Busted.
Caroline, I have something for you.
I'm not signing another one of those giant birthday cards again.
It's my picture.
Great. Now I have two of you that don't wait on tables.
Thanks for the croutons, Nola. Max, where are we going to hang me?
Maybe you should hang yourself in the bathroom like I thought you were 3 years ago.
Yep, I lost $20 on that bet.
You know, Max, maybe I have to stop running away from this part of my life and embrace it. See it as part of my journey, my beautiful, exciting journey.
If you don't shut up, I'm going to hang you right here.